The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
1970s.
And the 70s again. Name that tune, James.
I'm too busy dancing.
On the table.
I'm out of breath.
Here we go again.
I was still daddy's little squirt in the 70s.
All right, welcome Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber. Good evening, Northern California. Are you okay? Is that working for you?
Okay. I can hear.
Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber.
Yes, you are.
It's Monday, whatever day it is.
Yeah,
it's somewhere. October 7th. 7th already.
Both, yeah.
And you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Yep.
And worldwide at KCNR1460.com.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Jason, how goes it?
Fantastic.
You've been running around like crazy.
Oh, it's been great. Like I love it. Okay. Won't slow down.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Won't stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's that time again. It's the second time, right?
It's that time again. Yep. For the second
first time.
For the second time.
Well, so we have some great members of our chamber.
Yeah,
all of
absolutely.
Our members are great members. One of our members is the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club. And Modified Motorcycle Association of America, and we have Misconduct, and mm-hmm. we have
misconduct.
Some other motorcycle clubs or motorcycle big bike weekend and stuff like that.
Misconduct.
And it's actually kind of funny. It was actually kind of funny because we always get a lot of reactions, right?
When we said,
"Oh yeah, the Hells Angels joined the chamber," and people are like, "What?
Say what?"
And they're like, "Why did they join the chamber?" I said, "Well, they're part of our community, and
we sell T-shirts
and sell T-shirts yeah. and they wanted help with their toy drive, and so we're like, let's do it." So
they're living, they're breathing. So yeah.
And it's been great because last year you guys did the first one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was the first one, and we helped you do that, and it was huge.
Yeah.
It was like. That was a huge success.
Yeah.
We're thinking we'll do it again, even bigger and better.
Yes,
I'm thinking bigger and better this year.
So Shasta Toy Drive is coming up. I will tell you the date. It's November 29th.
Yes,
November 29th.
Okay, and we just got confirmation. I think that we'll be able to end it at the Grange Co-op.
Awesome.
Great.
Ooh, I was there yesterday.
Yeah.
I checked it out for my first time.
It's a great store.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Washing your dog?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to see how it worked, and it was completely beyond what my imagination was.
Did you get in the dog wash?
I did not, no.
Oh, let's get a video of that.
They have a dog wash.
They were full.
Mm-hmm.
My expectation was like out in the front. They were just like, what do you call them? Like big metal feet, you know, the feet or water feeders.
Yeah, the troughs, water troughs. Yeah.
And they'd cut the end off, and you just brought your dog in, and there was a hose hanging there.
Oh,
no. It's got its own room. You walk right in, and you open the door, and they're like
absolutely.
Robot machines that mm-hmm. you load your dog up into.
Yeah.
Put your bills in. Right, and go to town.
There you go.
And they provide the towels.
Yeah, and there's towels.
Towels?
There's
like
you get towel service there.
Blow
towel
dryer.
Down. Yeah. Towel down.
I was like, that was kind of an interesting.
Reminds me of some massage parlors I've been to.
Well, no, I mean, that was kind of an interesting location.
It's like a Turkish hammam. That's a dog.
A Swedish. No.
So we have Kevin. That's the current president of the Hells Angels.
I wasn't going to say all that, but yeah.
You put it out there.
He's the grand poop.
Everybody knows now.
Everybody knows now. Yeah.
Well, we can call you Sally.
That'll work.
They'll fly.
So how's it going?
Great. We're ready to do this. I've been putting a lot of work in, thanks to you and the guys that you brought around to help us out, getting the website going. We're excited. Safrana's been killing it. Knocking the ball out of the park, getting all the flyers ready, getting the bins ready. Now it's just time to start collecting toys and giving them to these kids around Shasta.
Yeah.
And that's the most important part.
That's the most important
part. That's the funnest part for us is getting to see the kids get them and knowing that you made a difference to somebody that needed something.
Yeah, because last year you guys filled up a big horse trailer full, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Horse trailer full.
Yeah.
Full.
Mm-hmm. And then you get to drive around and, you know, hand them out to the different agencies.
Yeah, we gave donated to the Shasta County Foster Care Children's Agency, One Safe Place, the Good News Rescue Mission, and just some needy families in the community. So we really tried to keep it here local and direct donation.
So this time, I think we're going to try and do things maybe a little different, maybe directly to the kids, right?
Yes.
And so we're going to be trying to identify through the school districts some of the underprivileged kids and families and see if maybe we can arrange something on the day.
On that site.
Mm-hmm. I think that's cool because there's nothing more satisfying than actually to see the kids get because when you turn things over to an agency, it's not that they're not doing their job, but you know, there's a little bit of a disconnect because they're then doing what they're doing. But if you actually see the smile on kids' faces when they actually know they're going to get something,
it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah.
You know,
but I got to tell you, just as a regular dweeb, you know, seeing 150 motorcycles, you know, with all the lights on,
pretty inspiring, motivating.
It is. Well, it's loud, but that's
something else.
That's not normal.
It's not normal. No,
not, right?
No.
But to see 150 normal. Motorcycles or more, whatever, driving through town, I think for the kids it'd be great because it makes it, and all the cars, right? But especially the motorcycles makes people feel like they're part of something different. So it's one of those things when you guys put the call out, like. All the other motorcycle clubs, they just respond and say, yeah, we'll be there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Were you asking a question? No, I mean, it's a volunteer thing. Yeah. We're not dictating or telling anybody to do anything. Everybody wants to help.
Yeah.
Everybody's clawing at the door to hey, what can we do to
take part? Well, that's what I mean. But you put a call out and say, hey,
just say, hey, this is what we're doing. And,
it's like the bat signal.
It is.
The bat signal. I'd like that. That'd be pretty awesome to have a Hell's Angels death hat showing up over Reading, wouldn't it?
With a nice little, with a Christmas bow on the side.
Well, we know people. We can probably make that happen.
Yeah. That's
kind of cool. this Friday, so it's always kind of interesting when you guys do show up at our chamber meetings.
I love it.
I think for us right now, it's like, it's just, you're part of our group, right?
I think it's great. I love it.
But for other people, they get it's. It's a curiosity thing, right?
Oh, there's definitely a lot of questions. People come up and ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
The lunches and the dinners. But that's okay. I mean, people are curious and they want to know what they want to know.
That's right.
I think make yourself available and answer the questions.
Right, so, right.
It's super smart to do.
You're a young guy.
Yeah.
But you're.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's one of those, I think we've talked about this before, but, you know, you're representing one of those amazing. One of the million brands, right? Mm-hmm. It's like that brand name, Hell's Angels. It immediately conjures, for some people, it conjures up all kinds of
excitement,
mm-hmm. or curiosity, or suspense, or whatever it is. So, what I like about you guys is
Second Friday of every month, we do an open house up at our clubhouse, the community Reading. Further from Reading, if anybody wants to come up, we start at 6:00. Again, that's the second Friday of every month. You can follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. Just look up Reading Humboldt Hell's Angels. We just have an open house, and what that is just to let the community be able to come up and hang out, see what's really going on.
Satisfy the curiosity a bit.
There you go.
It's a good networking thing. We have the chamber coming up. It's a great way for people to sit around and hang out and talk and get to know each other and
came up for our event that you guys hosted for us for the chamber, and
that was a blast.
That experience was incredible. Yeah. It was.
You guys missed the fire of the burnt ends. Caught my whole smoker on fire.
the food was amazing.
I was like, oh no, this is not happening.
But everybody were just complete ladies, gentlemen, and
respectful.
So respectful and so kind, and they wanted to answer questions that you had. And
right.
You got to look around and think. Gosh, what's going on in here?
So I think this Friday we'll come up.
We'll make it
a chamber member spotlight event, and I think we'll come up and we'll kick off hopefully the live stream for the toy drive.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just announce
it there. That'd be
cool. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Away we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
Let's do it.
What I noticed last time we were up there with the really open house is that there's all kinds of motorcycle clubs show up.
Yeah.
Just you guys, right?
It's like
Yeah.
We have a really big community. We have a great community of people, very close. And our community of motorcycle clubs really likes to donate back out to the local area.
So where does that come from?
I think probably the hard lives that we've all lived, to be honest with you. I think a lot of people in the community grew up struggling, and we understand what it's like to be a kid that doesn't get what you want or being a parent that can't get your kids what you want. And it's also just the right thing to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Help out somebody, and we really are really, really into it. I mean, we've done clothing drives, backpack drives for kids. We just did on a spur of the moment. I think we ended up with like 90 backpacks. We had the whole community up there filling them with everything, and we took them over to a sober living home and gave it all over to the kids over there. It's just part of what the community does. We like to give back.
You could not have said that better. Congratulations. Thanks. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Sure. Listening to you communicate that made very clear to me and should to anybody about, like, you know, the background, the where it comes from, where, right? Like, it is finite and simple in a lot of ways, but legitimately real. And
times are not getting any easier.
No. But then you reach a sense of maturity at some point in your life where you fall in.
When's that happening?
Yeah, well, I don't know that we recognize it, but it just comes to us, like what you just said. Right. Like, it's time now we turn around and we give it back because we know what we went through.
Well, and to piggyback off that, honestly, one of the reasons that I wanted to donate my time to it is exactly that. There was many times that I wouldn't have had a Christmas if it wasn't for organizations donating, you know, toys, Christmas tree. We wouldn't have had a Christmas tree, you know, if it wasn't for that.
Mm-hmm.
School supplies. Every year I went and picked up a backpack with my sister and my brother. And, you know, to be able to now as an adult turn around and give back to the community, like, yeah, why wouldn't we? Of course.
Yeah. You know, and I've been fortunate enough to my wife and I to work and stuff. And so we've always been able to do that for our kids. Right. But I'll even tell you, even when you could technically afford it every year, three kids going to school, my Lord, the cost going back to school was incredible, right? I tell my wife, I'm like, well, you know, no coffee for you for a few weeks. Because even still, it's incredible.
Especially with, like, the cost of food and, you know, like, snacks and everything. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, you just don't think about it. I remember we our twins went into school they went to school in their district, you know, and we used to go to on field trips, and it was always I would go on the field trips with them, and the bus would literally stop at hotels here downtown, and the doors would open, and all the kids would come running out, and in my head I'd be like, "What? These children are living at this is a hotel?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's their home. They live there." Right? And my mind was just like, oh my gosh.
Couldn't compute.
I couldn't. I was just like, literally hotel after hotel.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, and I thought, wow. Now,
there's always somebody worse off.
Now you get it.
You can reach out and help them out.
Yeah.
Redding's been a great community for us. Well, Shasta, but, you know, our clubhouse is up there in Whiskeytown, and the citizens have been very welcoming to us, and so we just want to give back. We want to help out.
Yeah.
Which is what we like to do. That's where we get our
our
energy and our excitement from, you know, riding motorcycles and helping people out, especially when it comes to little kids.
So how often do you guys just get together as a club and go out for a ride?
Pretty often. Pretty often, yeah.
So maybe, like we were talking a few weeks ago, maybe part of this or part of the raffle, we could get some people to ride with you.
Yeah, we talked about that. Let's do that. That'd be fun, something fun.
Nothing greater in one of my...
Get to get on the back of a Hell's Angels motorcycle and cruise around.
Just even to be on motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
I might want to be my greatest experiences of all was going to Sturgis. Riding all the way to Sturgis.
I know that look.
Yeah, right. Riding to Sturgis, spending 13 days there, riding home with a bunch of friends, staying at the Buffalo Chip. Hundreds of thousands of people.
Beautiful country to travel on a bike. It really is. I've been all over the United States on a
motorcycle
because of the club, and it's
motorcycles
been second to none in experiences. Absolutely, I've seen some of the most beautiful places. I don't think there's anywhere as beautiful as here in the United States.
Yep.
I mean, if you haven't been to Yellowstone, you need to go.
And when you ride, it seems like all your problems get just washed away by the wind.
Oh, my gosh.
You just focus on the ride.
I know.
Immediately.
You know, it's good. It's good. It's good to clear your mind, and you're focused on the ride and focused on the man in front of you and who's to your right or left. And,
yeah.
And you're not worried about the bills and the kids screaming and being late to work or any of the normal everyday stresses that most people have to deal with.
Yeah.
You just get on that bike and ride and let the wind hit your hair. And
okay, so it's going to be Shasta Toy Drive. We actually have a contact form.
Yeah.
On ShastaToyDrive.com right now. So if you're listening and you want to get involved in this year's Toy Drive, just go to ShastaToyDrive.com.
That's ShastaToyDrive.com.
Yeah, it is.
You have to say it like that.
Radio
you have the radio
voice.
He does.
I've always told you I've got a face for radio.
Yeah. I have more of a voice for a fish market. But,
that's funny.
But if you're listening and you want to get involved with this year's Shasta Toy Drive. Go to ShastaToyDrive.com. You can volunteer. You can donate. You can sponsor. There's some options there. If you want to join the parade, we have a sign-up sheet right next to it, too, where motorcycle clubs and cars can go.
We love old cars.
Anybody
that's got fire trucks or anything that's really cool that would look neat in a parade like that, we would love to have that.
Well, we have a fire truck.
Yeah, we do have, any fire departments that want to participate, though, come on board. We don't mind at all. We have Mountain Gate Fire Department coming out this year again.
Oh, again.
They did last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing group of people. Love them. And they volunteered their time again this year to come out. But anyone with old cars, car clubs, if you want to decorate your, I don't know, anything you got, come out and follow.
Just come and hang
out. That's really fun. Everybody like putting a lot of lights going on the bikes.
Yeah. Did you do a nice Vespa club?
Hey, come on.
If you're on a Vespa and you show up, I get to ride it. I'm taking that thing for a spin around.
Oh, my God.
A little car
parking
a little
lot. I always like those things. I've always thought those look like they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Vespa gets a 1 hour head start.
It won't matter.
Oh, my gosh.
It won't matter. But yeah, just come and hang out. Come and. Even if you don't have the ability to bring a toy, just come and see us and come visit and see what's happening.
Join in the spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely.
We'll have a route out here pretty quick, too. So if anybody wants to, once we get the route out, if they want to just, you know, come out and
she's directing that
check it out.
I'm supposed to figure the route out about 4 days ago.
Just so you know,
call me, Kevin.
Just so you know.
I had to come to this.
It's okay. We know you love it. Well, we do appreciate you guys, being part of the chamber, being part of the community. And I think it's one of those great relationships where it just kind of makes people pay extra attention, which I think is great.
Absolutely.
So,
and what kind of, just sorry to interrupt, but what kind of things can people start looking for that seem to be of importance to the kids that are getting things? I mean, we just say toy drive, toys, but I mean, is there like things that are more appropriate? I mean, obviously, we also are looking for an age discrepancy in toys, right? Not just buying little baby toys, because there's a lot of middle type schooler kids, older, and those they're harder to buy for because usually the things that they need and want are more expensive. Or
it could be anything from the play school, the big, I always call them like big dumb blocks. Kids don't have Lincoln logs.
Dumb blocks.
All the way up to board games for the whole family to play.
Sure. There you go.
Just think of the older kids, too.
Yeah.
I mean, anything helps.
Yeah. I would say last year, one spot that did, it wasn't lean because we had so many things, but that was a little less was for the older kids.
Yeah.
I would say like probably 15 to, 18 group.
Yeah, yeah.
I think whenever we walk through the store, we look at something and we're like, oh, that's cool. You know, we'll kind of grab it, but maybe the older
kids.
And
not even toys, because when you're talking about a 15-year-old girl, right, she might want something like a Kylie Jenner lip kit or something.
Absolutely.
That's, something that is in their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
No idea what
Kylie
that is.
Jenner. Yeah. I think it's a girl.
Yeah.
Roger that.
It's not in your wheelhouse.
No.
Not my wheelhouse.
I shouldn't be looking at any makeup. Not that kind of radio show.
Well, you said you look good for radio. Now we know why.
Absolutely.
But stuff like that. Stuff thinking like that. About just beyond,
Hair things,
anything
for older girls, absolutely. Older boys. Last year, I know we had like skateboards, basketballs, stuff like
skateboard,
that.
Skateboard, yeah. Yeah, basketballs. Wow, there you go. Yeah.
Get these kids out of the house.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Motorcycle wheels.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody told me long ago that...
New set of pipes.
Yeah.
A-pairs.
New set of pipes.
Yeah, you need those. 2025 Lowrider S. But I was told long ago, I used to do some small fundraising little things back in Sacramento, and I was told from somebody that had a nonprofit that a lot of people don't know how to help. They don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And so if you can create that opportunity for somebody... And that's, you know, hundreds of people out there want to help. They would love to. They don't have the time or they don't know how. Mm-hmm. So really, we're just trying to create ways that we can give back to the community, but give people an opportunity to be able to help out the same community that they live in.
Perfect. Again, you're so eloquent.
I don't know what eloquence that I would use, but hey, you know, I'll make it.
Somebody gave him a script.
He's a communicator.
I like to talk a lot.
But that's true. I mean, that is totally true. A lot of times people drag their feet because they just don't know how to, you know.
They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Make it easy for them.
ShastaToyDrive.com.
Yes.
Sir.
Appreciate all the support. We'll get that up and running.
Yes.
And this Friday at the Hells Angels Clubhouse, open house, 6 o'clock, come up and... hang out.
A lot of people don't know where that's at, so tell people where that's at.
They all know.
11010 Fountain Hill Drive.
Just head towards Whiskey Town.
Head towards Whiskey Town. We're about three-quarters of a mile from Whiskey Town, east of Whiskey Town Lake.
Look for
on the left-hand side.
Look for a sign.
Look for a big building on the left that says Hells Angels.
You can't miss it.
You look for a sign. You'll find it.
We'll have the gate open and people up there, so just come on up and hang out. We'd love to have you. Just come introduce yourself and meet the guys.
There you go. Yeah.
We'd love for it.
All right. Thank you very much.
No, thank
super
you.
Super easy.
Take a break, and then we'll be back with sourdough bread.
Sourdough. Wow.
Princess sourdough. Princess.
Cool.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Yeah, I think so.
Here we go. Come on, baby. And James is dancing again.
I'm doing the can-can.
K-pop it.
We forgot to give away tickets now.
Oh, we forgot to give away tickets.
Hello.
Hellapalooza.
Hellapalooza. Hell's Angels.
Hellapalooza.
We'll put those on the website. And
yeah.
So, all right. So, I always like to refer to you as one of our most dangerous, our more dangerous.
She officially tonight is just called Hella Nella.
Hella Nella.
Hella Nella.
Hella Nella.
Hey, Hella Nella.
Hella Nella.
I think you need to have a special sourdough bread called Hella Nella.
Hella Nella. Here we go.
What will it be? What kind of? It would have to be ghost pepper or something.
So Nelly.
Yes.
How goes it?
You can grab your mic and pull it right in. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right.
Nelly's tasty bread.
Yep.
So, so you make homemade sourdough bread.
It pretty much is in the title. She makes tasty bread.
Tasty bread by Nelly.
Yeah. Addicting. Okay, so you want to tell us how you got into
making
bread?
Take us in the Wayback Machine.
Oh,
where
gosh.
The Wayback.
You lived here for long in Reading?
Yeah, I've lived here for almost 30 years, basically.
Oh, my gosh.
My whole life.
I was going to say, aren't you like 12?
Yeah, so it actually started TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was late at night, and I'm just scrolling through TikTok, and all of a sudden, I see someone make a video about a bread machine, and I was just so intrigued.
Isn't it weird how those TikToks will get you?
Oh, they'll get you, and the algorithm gets you. So I kept scrolling. It kept popping up and popping up, and I made it.
Pretty soon, the algorithm was like, this chick needs to make bread.
I made an impulsive decision, and I bought one, and I just started, buying ingredients, making the bread, started posting on Facebook. Friends started seeing it, and then they started asking me, like, hey, well, how can I get some? Can I buy some? And it just grew from there. I never woke up thinking I would have a bread business or, like, hey, this is what I want to do. It just naturally grew, and it was friends started sharing with friends and word of mouth, and people started requesting different type of things. And I was like, sure, I think I can do this. Mm-hmm. And it just grew. Now I'm doing farmers markets. I'm doing pop-up events.
So you've shamed every chef in the world that the master at bread making from TikTok.
From TikTok.
So that's the question. So do you have your own channel now?
No, but I should.
You should.
No, really, you probably should. You should turn what you watched into something that you do as well, because, inspiration to other people, but that's how, people get hooked on your product. You need to have a TikTok store.
I do. I do.
Nelly Starter or Nelly, mm-hmm. whatever.
So you started out with one flavor of bread.
When you buy a bread machine, it comes with a recipe book, and it's pretty basic. You have white bread, Italian bread, just very simple. So I started looking up recipes, started making more, and demand grew. So I ended up buying three more machines because they're great for mixing. Just a regular mixer, they'll ferment your bread. So I use them a lot too when I'm making, say, dinner rolls, cinnamon rolls, that type of stuff.
I'll have to look it up because I don't really even think. I mean, is it just like a KitchenAid and it just has an attachment for bread, or is it
It's like a tiny little oven because it'll mix, it'll ferment, and it'll bake.
Oh, so I used to have one of those bread makers, and you would just throw the ingredients in, and it would come out in a little square piece of bread.
Yeah. So I utilize that a lot, but then I do a lot of more hands-on, like sourdough.
Yeah.
I'll do challah bread. That's also very hands-on. I just do so many different things.
That's where I always get stopped, because I also have the bug, right? But when I look at, oh, we put this ingredient, and we put this ingredient, and we do it by hand, and you're stretching the dough, and they've got to knead it and get it all, you know, greased up with, you know, whatever it needs to. And then you put it under a towel for an hour. Then you come back, and you pop it, and you do it, and then you put it under a towel for 4 hours. And then you're, and I'm like, who's got time for that? For one loaf of bread?
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah. How long does it take to make one loaf of bread from start to finish?
Well, that kind of depends on what kind of bread
it is.
Kind of,
yeah.
If I can do a quick bread, I could do it within an hour. Sourdough takes about 24 hours from start to finish.
I told you. It's crazy.
Yeah. 24 hours
start,
to make a
starter dough?
Mm-hmm. From you got to activate your starter. You got to let that rise, and you got to make the dough. Then depending on...
You leave it there to rot for a while, and then
basically,
you put it down. I know.
Yeah, so from start to finish, it's about 24 hours.
I used to work at Radium Fringe Bakery, and we had the starter dough that we kept, and we had to take a piece off, save it, save it for the next batch. But it was really interesting, the whole art of making the starter.
What I don't really understand, it obviously is legit. They've been doing it for thousands of years. But when they say a starter, so you have a starter that you do, and you cut off. You cut off a piece to put into what you're making, or you cut off a piece and then use that to add to a new big batch of stuff that you're going to use. Because I can't understand how it propagates so fast. Like it goes from being a chunk that you then, and then it's alive and all your new bread. I don't understand it. I don't understand the science. I mean, I get it, but I don't understand how it goes so fast.
Yeah, there's definitely science to it. So you have your starter, all it is water and flour.
Mm-hmm.
You mix that, it grows, and once it grows, you use maybe a little bit, about half of it, and then what I'll do when I'm not using it, I'll stick it in the fridge and basically goes to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So when I want to use it, I take it back out, and I just add more flour and water, and it grows again. It's alive.
It's alive.
It's alive, and
it's
you can kill it too.
Yeah.
It's like a plant.
You know what it is? It's like Frankenstein bread.
It's alive. Ooh, that's a good name, right? Good marketing name, Frankenstein bread.
Frankenbread.
Frankenbread.
Mm-hmm.
Franken.
No,
there you go.
No, I like that. I like the Helenella.
Frankenbread. Maybe you should start something for Halloween, Frankenbread.
Yeah, right? Just put a little, Japanese squid ink in it so it's black.
That might be a little funky, but.
Have you seen that, right, in Japan, in Japan? They actually brought them here. In Japan, at Burger King, they do squid ink buns during the holiday, so the buns are jet black.
How about some squid ink?
Yeah.
How about you get me the squid ink and you can try it? I will make that for
you. So be honest, do you eat the bread yourself? I mean, do you have a hard time keeping away from eating the bread? With a little real butter.
Okay, this is crazy, and it shocks people every time I tell them. I personally don't care for sourdough.
You don't?
Really?
Oh, no.
Wow.
This is so
this is an oxymoron, right?
That's kind of weird, because I was just about to say that sourdough is probably one of the favorites.
Get out.
It shocks everybody. Like,
I was going to say, do we need an exorcism? Like, what's going on?
What's going on here?
It shocks people because I make it so much. I have all these flavors, and I'll eat it. I'll try it, but it's not my favorite.
Mm.
What is your favorite then?
Honestly, I love pumpkin bread.
Pumpkin bread. Oh,
so do you make pumpkin bread?
I do. I make pumpkin bread.
Do you make cinnamon rolls?
I do. Those are my new. Those are my latest ones. Are cinnamon rolls, and I'm always looking to make something new.
Okay, so what is your current menu?
Current menu.
So what kind of what types of sourdough breads?
So, like on the sourdough, I have plain, whole wheat, chocolate chip, everything bagel, jalapeno cheddar. I have my double chocolate espresso sourdough, which is really,
you
really good.
You want to say that one again, but slow it down a little bit?
Double.
Double chocolate espresso sourdough.
It's the bomb.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I actually just felt like
you guys have
actually felt
I've never had that.
What?
You haven't?
I thought you have had it.
No. Oh, wait a minute. I take that back. In our office, we had some in the office.
Yes, I brought
milk.
You know what's amazing about
it? That was the first one.
Right.
That was the
you
first
can
one
eat
go.
It. I mean, you can eat sourdough. Just take it off. But that's truly one that you can just cut a slice and just eat it.
I had to fight Spencer for that bread.
Yeah. And it's so satisfying. You don't have to toast it. You don't have to put anything on. You can just eat it. And you just get those little pockets of surprise of the chocolate.
I am getting hungry.
Yeah. Which means she said it, my pinky toes on my feet started to curl.
It's a toe curler.
What else is on your menu?
Let's see.
So pumpkin bread, what else?
I have banana bread. Mm. I have a garlic parmesan. Mm. Olive oil herb.
Wow. Jalapeno, obviously.
Mm-hmm, right, the jalapeno cheddar one. Yeah. I have challah. I have just like simple white bread, French bread, Italian bread.
Wow.
Whole wheat bread. It's.
I'm sitting. She's. It's like conjuring Jesus.
I can't even think of everything that I have. I have a
bread
really
and wine.
Yeah, I have a really big menu, and I'm constantly adding to it or taking off.
Do you do man? Do you do manna?
So okay, so this is always. Is it still
look
just?
I actually have goosebumps.
I know it looks crazy getting goosebumps over. Is it Nelly's still bread?
So good, I'll give you goosebumps.
Is it still just you making the bread?
Just me. I bake everything. I package. I label and I deliver. And I do my own marketing. I run my own ads. I personally deliver everything. And just the one man team.
That's all. One man.
That's a lot of bread. That's a lot of bacon. How many machines you got?
So I have four. I have two ovens. I have three fridges. So I have the setup pretty well. I'm able to.
And you can. Are you considered a home kitchen?
Yes.
Okay,
so I am. I'm registered through the Shasta County Health Department for my cottage license. I have my business license as well. So if I do any pop-ups in Reading, they do require you to have that.
Yep.
And then I have my food handler certification too.
Mm-hmm.
So
where can people find you?
So you can find me on Facebook, Nelly's Tasty Bread. You can find me on Instagram as well.
Nelly's Tasty Bread.
Mm-hmm. You actually just recently found this out. You can Google me and I'm just on there.
Yeah.
You're all pages.
I am all pages. I was actually really shocked to see
her
that.
Face. Her face, what she didn't want to quite say it, but she was almost like, I'm a star.
I Googled myself
My name is Zella Nella.
I know.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I Googled myself for the first time, and there's just pictures of me on Google and all about my bread, and I was like,
you're about to be more famous in about a month.
Now you're going to be stopped.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So let me think. What is it today? So is it for what month
next
is it?
Next one, November.
November. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think it's a secret.
I mean, we can say that you're going to, I believe you're going to be the cover for Enjoy Magazine for the November issue.
I just found this out. I thought I was going to be one of, you know, page number 20 or something.
No.
Front page.
Oh, yep. God.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know which photo. I've seen lots of them, but I don't know which one's being used.
I don't know either.
I like the one where it looks like you're hovering in a cloud of flour.
That one was interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
It was hard to keep my eyes open. I was like, oh, God.
Only one take. That's it.
I know.
So if people want fresh sourdough bread, they can call you, and you actually deliver.
Mm-hmm. So I do. I deliver all over Reading and the surrounding cities. The only places I don't cook is Shingletown and Red Bluff because that is a little bit out of my range. But Anderson, Cottonwood, Shasta Lake City, Bella Vista, Palo Cedro, I've delivered everywhere. I've done no contact deliveries as well.
So do you have any location outside of your just people ordering direct that you actually put product in and sell?
I did have my sourdough at Sub Rama for a good while and it was doing good. But I recently, in December, I got a job.
Uh-huh.
So now. Between job and baking, I don't have time to keep, you know, put produce in a store. So right now I'm just taking a lot of orders.
How many loaves of bread do you sell a week?
It's hard to say because it can fluctuate, but I'm baking almost every single day. So, for example, I have a farmer's market coming up this weekend, and usually I'll do about 50 breads a week on that one. And then it's just kind of random orders here and there.
That's a lot of bread. I mean,
that's a lot of bread.
It is, just for that.
And that's all baked in one day.
That's all baked in one day. My point is that, do you realize how long it takes to make a loaf of bread?
Wow. And you do your own marketing and all that delivery?
Yeah.
That's insane. Wow.
Hmm.
Okay, don't forget about us about the cinnamon rolls. I keep leaning into that, trying to send a signal to you.
Oh, okay. I see the eyes over there. Give me some cinnamon rolls.
Right.
And you're not watching. We're on radio, so you don't. It's not subtle, Jason.
Well, that's my case.
And I'll actually be having a pop-up in Happy Valley at the farmer's market. We have two left, and then we'll start again next season.
Okay. So they shut down the market after that?
Yeah, rainy. It's cold.
Yeah, I know.
Then holidays are coming up, and I'm going to be slammed coming up. Last year I did.
Holidays, right? I mean.
Last year I did over 200 dinner rolls. Yeah, and that's not including everything else that was also requested on top of sourdough.
I have a feeling that
wow. dinner rolls.
Those were the biggest hit.
Oh wow!
I think Jason could eat probably.
Oh man, dang! It sounds really good right now.
In fact, I was so busy, I had people had to come to my house to pick up. I could not leave my kitchen.
I didn't have a crew.
You were that busy?
I was that busy. I couldn't leave my house. I had to have people come pick up. And normally, I don't like people coming to my house. So I like delivering, and it gets me out of the kitchen.
So yeah, it gets you out there a little bit. Yeah.
Seeing as how time is a little strange this year, should people reserve their Thanksgiving
dinner rolls?
I think I'm gonna have to make a post, and I've had people already ask about Thanksgiving, and I was like, we're barely in October, but okay.
I know.
It's gonna be
dinner rolls, man. You know that.
What's it? Odell's next door here has already sent out their Thanksgiving dinner.
The dinner menu, sign up.
Yeah. I mean, and they'll be
sold out almost instantly.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I think that's what we should do. If you're listening at home,
it's incredible.
I think that's what we should do this year.
Yeah. It's incredible. Oh, you're just sending a message through the wavelength.
I'm sending a message through the ether, you know. Back
through the ether.
Do this before I get home. it was incredible.
But
we did
I do think Thanksgiving is going to be here before we know it.
Oh, yeah.
And so are people able to reserve the dinner rolls and the sourdough breads and whatever for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Just, you know, call me, text me, email me, message me.
So what I'm picking up here is that if you needed, Nellie.
Cinnamon rolls.
Nellie. So what I'm picking up here is if you need a taste tester.
Oh, Jason's my guy. Oh, I know you.
Jason.
I'll test it.
Jason will volunteer to taste any of the varieties.
Do a buzz.
31 by flavors of sourdough bread.
I might have to stop by and pick you guys up. That does sound good, though. I'm getting hungry.
I should have brought some.
Oh, that's okay. I'm supposed to bring chocolate every show, and I forget.
Oh. Because okay,
I do chocolate, but I, you know, it is a thing, right? Like I barely eat chocolate because I'm around it all day long, right? And occasionally I'll get a real hankering and I'll try something and go, ooh, I really like that. But most of the time, I literally don't even think about it. Because it's like, you know, I'm washing my hands every 30 seconds because I have chocolate everywhere.
Yeah.
It's the last thing I want to do is think about chocolate.
I think you just need just like a lead capture page just for your dinner rolls, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just like fill that out. How many you want? I'll start baking about 2-3 days in advance here.
Yeah, that's actually the plan. I'm going to have to request 2 days off from work just to make sure I get all these orders.
Get all the orders in.
Because then I still have to bake for myself for Thanksgiving, too.
I just was, as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about how in my hand, if I had a hot dinner roll that's got butter on it,
oh,
and how you
come
can just
on,
like
you're killing
squish
me.
It in your hand and it's like squishy and soft. And
well, I'm so hungry now. I'm really hungry.
It's like the best part about eating at Outback is that bread ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you know who used to have it? Was it, who used to have the rolls that I think Logan's had the sweet butter roll things that they bring too. And you could, yeah. I was trying to think, where did I go that I eat those?
Okay. So now that we're talking about food.
Yeah, food. We're talking about food. So before we go to that question, I know where you're going, but what is your number one seller overall? What would you say it is?
Right now, there are cinnamon rolls. Anytime I make something new, it's a hit every time.
It hit my digestive system because I burped.
and you haven't eaten.
Yes, you did.
Oh.
And that's why we were laughing, and I kept thinking.
James gave me the stink eye over here.
Thank goodness it's not near your butt.
I actually have another one that I haven't posted, which is my pesto mozzarella focaccia.
Ooh.
That one's good. Ooh. That one sells out every time, and I have yet to post it on my Facebook.
Have you done a sun-dried tomato, anything?
I have. I've done a sun-dried tomatoes on the pesto mozzarella.
See, that's where I was going to go, because I was like, that could be.
Now you're hurting.
You're number two of that classification. That's in sun-dried tomatoes.
It's all category made.
So on the 17th, we're doing a multi-chamber shindig at Oasis.
Fun Center.
Fun Center at 6 p.m. You know, I don't know if you're around, but if you would like to donate, sourdough bread or two to the cause for people up there.
Yeah, of course.
James will be on.
And, I'll be on. Jason, he'll have the cinnamon rolls. We'll order those ahead of time.
What are the, so I am a cinnamon roll connoisseur as well. I'm well traveled throughout the world.
Look out.
And you can always judge a place by its cinnamon rolls. And so what size are your cinnamon rolls? Do you keep yours? Are they more small and dainty cinnamon rolls, or are they like as big as your head cinnamon rolls?
Well, not quite as big as my head, but I would say they're about probably a good 4 inches or so.
Like a large orange, big orange kind of a, okay. That's fair enough.
And you actually find those. I'm going to be part of the Shasta Lake Halloween Carnival.
Oh.
I got invited to go do that. So I'll be having the cinnamon rolls there.
Oh, well. Buzz
so,
bye.
Jason.
Yeah, buzz bye.
And did you were invited by one of our
An extended
members.
Live chat. Yeah.
Extended. As I devour it.
Emily, who is a chamber member, and she owns Subarama, some other food carts, but she also just got the Silver Dollar bar, and so she's having a – so you're going to –
Silver Dollar Club.
Yep.
Yeah. Silver Dollar Club, yeah. So you're going to have
– So, hindsight, are you glad you started making breads?
Yeah, you know, it's something I've been really passionate about. I just – it started as a little hobby just for fun and just grew into – this is so naturally – it was never forced, and I still get so excited about it. I don't feel burnt out or anything. No. I just enjoy it.
So what would it take? What would it take for you to be able to quit your job?
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to say, is it possible to translate this into a full time business that's successful and makes money for you, and you can live and all that at some point?
I think so. Yeah. I just need the right equipment for that.
Yeah. No. I know. So it's like, then how do, you know, that's the next step is how do we transition, or how do we get you access to what you need to be able to do that? Because that's always the hard part, right? I mean, if you obviously, you make a world-class product, and so now it's a matter of, you know, that's that starter seed money that you need to get the equipment you need to do it. And the space. I mean, I don't know if you bulldoze your house down for a commercial oven.
My house is actually pretty well set up to have a commercial size kitchen in there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So did you expand? Because we did a shout out last year.
When you guys came, you guys just saw my kitchen, but what you didn't see is behind a door, there's a huge.
The master bedroom was converted.
Yeah. I sleep on the couch now.
Sorry.
I have like this open middle room, sunroom thing that's pretty big. And then on the other side of that, there's a whole room that's not used for anything. And both of those can be just turned into full commercial kitchen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just keep on growing.
Yeah.
Knock out walls. Sorry.
Nelly's hideaway.
Yeah.
Okay. So food.
Food. Oh, yeah. Let's keep talking,
Jason,
about food.
Food.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Any new restaurants opening up?
Yeah,
that you know.
Well, one just opened up yesterday or day before yesterday. Sweet Tooth, of all things.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah,
that
Sweet Tooth.
Good.
All right, man.
Where is this?
It's over there by where Lucky Miller's used to be on the Athens there, right there on the across the parking lot there. Anyways, it's Lao Asian bread or pastries,
really?
And they reduce the sugar in their bread where it's like half the sugar. And I'm telling you what, I have had a lot of cupcakes, but that cupcake, I couldn't stop eating it because it wasn't sweet, but it tasted so good. It was moist.
It was sweet enough.
Ah, okay. I'm in.
So bread is your...
honestly, bread's like
kryptonite.
Like a kryptonite, right? I got to take it easy on that. But,
so sweet spot, new place on Athens.
Yeah.
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth.
Yeah. Sweet Spot's been around for a while.
Own my Charmaine.
Don't
piss Charmaine
sweet
off.
Tooth.
And then the Brunch House just opened up about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, they are slammed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's mixed emotions about that, but they just opened up. It's the Brunch House, right?
That's where?
The former Denny's on Cypress.
Okay. I was going to make sure that was it. Yeah. I haven't been yet. But I'd like to. But I'd like to.
Yeah. And there's a new business that opened up, not food, but a new business that opened up in Anderson called Joystick Junction, where it's all the old...
Is it the arcade one?
Yeah, arcade.
I saw something
about
that.
The old arcade, like old-fashioned arcade pinball machines.
Oh,
and
really?
Galaxy, whatever, you know.
Isn't there...
Centipede? Do they have Centipede?
Yeah, Centipede there.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, that was like...
Isn't there supposed to be a place just downtown, or where are we? Over on Pine Street, where the green awnings were, they're all torn down now. But aren't they opening like a large, like kind of adult drink, beer, arcade, pool table kind of stuff in there?
Yeah, yeah, but that's still down the road. I mean, it's not going to be anytime soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they've been working on it for...
They've been working on it for a long time.
For years.
For a long time.
I was at the mall the other day, and I don't really ever... am not in the JCPenney area. But we went through there because I don't know where my wife and I were going. But I just realized they brought the, what is it, the Gold Mine arcade back?
Yeah.
In the mall?
It's been there for a while.
Has it?
Yeah.
Well, that tells you how long I was on that side of the mall.
Or in the mall.
Yeah. Because I was like, hey, the Gold Mine. Because I used to go to the Gold Mine when I was a kid. And it you know. So
and they have a new place that just opened up, too, on Lake Boulevard, Thai Cuisine Express. Mm. It's Lao and then Thai food mix. So they've tied those two culture foods together.
Lao,
it's really good.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so good. It's like so it's they Tao? Kept on bringing this food out. And,
is it called Tao food?
Something like
Thai
that.
Thai Lao. Tao.
Sabadi. But anyway, so it's like full-blown, like, I had to tell them to stop bringing food out to me. It's like, that's way too much. I just can't put all that in the mixer, you know.
Unless there's a cinnamon roll.
If cinnamon roll, I can stuff it in there, then you're going in.
So, Nellie.
Yes.
Some of your favorite places to eat around town.
Honestly, I love the T-Bar Infusion. I love their salmon bowl. I just came from there, too, before coming here.
Really?
Yeah. Is that
the
T-Bar?
The one next to
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Never been there.
No. Oh, my gosh. Their salmon bowl is so good.
Salmon bowl?
Mm-hmm. And then you get the drink of Honeydew Chill. Oh, it's just so refreshing.
Honeydew Chill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That already, I love fruits.
Have you eaten Osaki yet? Osaki!
No, but I'm wanting to go.
Oh, Osaki. Really good. That's really good. Oh, man, that's another good.
Diabetes is already going on. Just talking about
the sugar diabetes is ringing.
As soon as you said honeydew, I was like, I love honey melon, honeydew melon.
Oh, that, so you would
love check
that
your
honey.
Glucose meter just by talking about it. Uh-huh. It affects your blood sugar. Any other favorite places you like to eat?
Oh, there's a place off Market Street. They do... I can't even think of the name right now, but it's so
the Rose
good.
Garden.
It's that they have this Rocha amazing pad thai off Market Street.
On Market Street,
yeah,
north.
Of, yeah, kind of going by
Johnny's Market.
Yes.
Yeah, bingo.
Oh yes,
I get a cinnamon roll.
You won. You won. Won a cinnamon roll.
I'll make you cinnamon roll.
Oh man, I'm happy.
all right, good. Jason, how is Reading Buzz doing?
Reading Buzz is doing good. We're doing the NorCal Buzz Sports Network kicking off. We found some good sponsors to help us keep going, so we're looking good.
Yeah, well, you've been very kind in pulling numbers for us all to look at on things that you've been sharing, posting, and also the support for the Shasta County Chamber, but also Explore Shasta County.
Yeah, Explore Shasta County.
It's staggering when we look at the
numbers.
The numbers.
And I think we're ready for the next phase.
We are ready for the next phase.
We're ready for the next phase.
The next phase. We're going to get back in, no pun intended, but kick the ball.
Operation. Is it Operation Dagger to the Neck?
Operation. Oh, something like that. I'm not saying.
I'm not quite sure about that phrasing.
Oh, okay.
James, you just have a way with words sometimes.
Operation Hellapalooza.
Yeah.
Well, there's Brit's Barbecue in Anderson, too. He's doing really good, Bobby. He's doing really good too. Have you ate there yet?
No, but I've heard about it, and I love pulled pork.
He's been wanting me to come in and try his mac and cheese. Oh, I love mac and cheese.
Well, you know what? I had this.
Yeah, start burping again.
Well, you know, this last weekend I was at the Elwood Bull Sale, and they had Some of All Smoke.
Oh yeah,
that food truck.
Mm-hmm. Some of All Smoke.
That was amazing. Brisket.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had it.
I've eaten there. Yep.
Fun fact: I used to work with the owner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, at my job.
So what is your job?
So I work at Shasta Regional Hospital. I work down in the kitchen. And
oh, okay.
It's funny. They have me baking there, too.
Okay.
I almost
can't escape it.
Do you do their cinnamon rolls?
No. I do their cakes.
Oh.
That's kind of weird, right? Cakes in a hospital.
I almost said,
like
I read with her about what...
In a hospital.
Well, you can't deprive your guests that are staying with you for a while from not being able to eat the things that they'd like to eat at home.
I know, but you know.
It may be the reason why they're there, but I'll never forget was at the gym long ago, and I saw one of the, he must have been a heart surgeon that worked there, And he was working out, and he actually had a pack of Marlboro cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve while he was working out. And I thought,
that's weird.
Isn't this strange that a heart surgeon
back in the 50s
is here working out at the gym to be healthy, but he's got a pack of Marlboros rolled up in his sleeve?
Got to have some equal balance, you know?
Gotta see balance. I was like, what is this trying to tell me? Is like, is it okay for me to run out and have a smoke between sets? Like, I'm like,
years ago, I used to have this dentist that would smoke and he'd work on my mouth, right?
You could smell his breath.
And his hands smelled like cigarettes. Like,
you're gagging.
I just gagged.
Okay, we're coming towards the end. Nelly, thank you for coming on. Nelly's Tasty Bread.
.com? No. Social media.
Yes.
Okay. definitely highly recommended.
We just had just a loaf just last week.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yep. We ate it all in one day.
It's gone.
It's actually,
you mean 1 hour?
I was going to say, I think it was in hours, not days, yes. Came and sat on the table, and it was gone.
Yeah. As a reminder, Shasta County Chamber, this Friday, we'll be up at the Hells Angels Clubhouse, 6 o'clock. And next week, Friday, we'll have a multi-chamber get-together shindig at Oasis Fun Center. Our chamber, the Palisito Chamber, and the Shasta Lake City Chamber. Just cross-pollinate, get people to meet new